long in the accounting profession, you can sort of analogize it to an onion. Onion. How can FAS 133 be related to an onion? And it, and the real issue is that as you get deeper and deeper into 133, as you peel back those layers, it really makes you want to cry. Just like it does. There's no other way that I can explain it, but as you get deeper and deeper into these issues, it truly makes you want to cry. And in June, we had the luxury of being postponed, so we can take that onion and put it into the pantry for about a year. If you ever seen what an onion looks like after a year in a pantry, it's pretty ugly. So my recommendation, if there's three things that I'd take away from you today, this is it. Start now. First and foremost, start now. Many companies are struggling with this big time. Evelyn's mentioned it. I'm sure others from the Big Five are going to mention it as well. You have to start now. Second thing, it's complex. Yeah, everybody understands that it's complex, but what does it mean? Operational risk. Operational risk in terms of your accounting and treasury functions. And you really need to watch out because it introduces a new type of accounting, fair value accounting. Everybody's so used to accrual-based accounting. That's nice and easy accounting. We love accrual accounting. This is fair value accounting. So what it's going to do is create a lot of operational risk in terms of your systems, spreadsheets, people, in order to get this booked into your general ledger on a quarterly basis. And finally, the third one is communication. Communication with the key players in management who go before the analyst community. Nobody likes surprises. So it's very important to do your performance, understand the relevant impact for your SAB 74 disclosures. Because you don't want to get to the end of the day and figure out we're now sitting on a $100 million headache, or even a $10 million headache if you're a smaller entity.